Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezer HaShemshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Rav Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, for Elisheva Esther bas Shifrin Nechama, for Sora bas Bina, for Chaim Yehuda Aryeh ben Gittel Reisel. May they each have a refuah shalema bimheira and arichas yomim v'shanim tovos. Our shir is on the fact that it says in Shmos, "Vayhi bayomim arabim ohem," and it came to pass during those many days, "Vayomos melech Mitzrayim," that the king of Mitzrayim died. "Ve'yonchu v'nei Yisrael," and Bnei Yisrael began to groan, minu avoida, from the hard work that they had to do. "Vayizaku," they cried out, "Vatal shavosam el halukim minu avoida," and their cries ascended to Hashem. The Zera Shimshin comments, "We learned that Bnei Yisrael had no specific merits that made them worthy of the geula, as we learn in the Haggadah, vat erum ve'erya, you were bare of mitzvahs." They had descended into the Memtesh Sharei Tumah and were deeply immersed in Avodah Zarah. They no longer even performed the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Although Hashem couldn't redeem Bnei Yisrael on the basis of their deeds and their actions, the mere fact that they cried out to Hashem made it possible for them to be answered. Had they not cried out, they would certainly not have been worthy of Geula from Mitzrayim. The Yeshiva Pischei Olam is headed by Hagaon Rebbe Leo Feivelson. One day, there was an elderly man that knocked on the door of the Rosh Yeshiva. He requested to be accepted to learn in Yeshiva. He explained that he's almost 80 years old and he wants to do tshuva. The Rosh Yeshiva thought to himself, Hashem waits for a person to do tshuva each and every day. However, why after all these years, what was it that motivated this man to return to Hashem? The man related that he was a young boy when his father was killed by the Nazis and his mother was crushed by the pain. She abandoned the Jewish faith. She settled in Tel Aviv and placed her only son in the orphanage of the Ponovitcherov. However, when she came to visit him one time at the orphanage, she was shocked to see that its operations were guided by Torah and mitzvahs. She immediately took her son home with her, and that was the end of his connection to Yiddishkeit. The Ponovitcherov, though, would occasionally visit the orphans who left his orphanage, like a father visits his children, especially when he heard that they were not continuing in the ways of Torah. The Rav appealed to the mother not to renounce her Jewish roots, but he saw that she was not interested in what he had to say. The Ponovitcherov then requested a chair. He sat down and began to cry bitterly. After 10 minutes, he blessed the boy and said farewell to the family and returned to Bnei Brak. The elderly man said, "That happened 70 years ago, and I have been troubled all the years by the tears that spilled from his eyes. It's those tears that bring an old man back to knock on the gates of repentance so many years later. No tear is ever shed in vain. No tefillah is futile. Every tear and every tefillah is accepted in Shemayim with great love." I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone me'umke deliba, ashana tova mesuka, brocha v'atzlocha, beruchnias u'begashmias, and besuros tavos, yeshuais v'nechamos.